Today we're going to talk Kiwanis Club. Steve Green is with us, one of the directors of the local Kiwanis Club here in Atlantic. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks, Jim. This has been a pleasure to talk with you.
And when I say being here, I guess I'm the one that's being here. A meeting here, a little event for folks here with the Kiwanis Club. Is this event that I stopped in by here a kind of a way to generate some more interest and see about membership?
Yes, it is. But it is our 50th anniversary. Kiwanis Club here in Atlantic is 50 years old. Kiwanis International is 102 years old. We started in 67, and we've done many things for the community and many things for the kids in the community.
And we'll talk about some of those things, too. But as far as membership and stuff goes, how big is the group right now?
We have 50. Today, 2 weeks ago, we signed up our 50th member. Our goal was to have 50 by tonight, and we've done that.
What was it before that? Has this been a pretty good expansion for you?
Well, we've normally 35 to 40 members is what we've been having. We have grown because we're doing a lot more. When I started 25 years ago, our board meetings lasted a half hour. Now they're going over an hour because we are doing about five times as many things as we did 25 years ago.
Well, let's talk about some of those things. The Kiwanis Club has been very active. They've been very visible here in the community. You do a lot of different types of projects.
Yes, we do. We have a concession trailer that we go take around to different events, and we have a lot of fun with that. We also do a lot in the school. We have bicycle helmets that we give out. We've been doing that for 21 years. We've given away over 2,500 helmets to the third graders. We also have bears in the emergency room so that the kids have something to hold on to when they come in the emergency room. We've given away over 1,000 of those now. We have scholarships we give to the seniors. Just a whole lot of things. We've helped build playgrounds in the community. We built the one at Wickman Center. We helped the Little League board build theirs. And then there are two in the park that we helped to build.
If you were going to look for a central theme in all of that, it seems like kids would be the central theme.
Yes, it's youth. And when I started, they had 1 year. It was had emphasis on kids 1 year, and it stuck. And our kids are our most important part, but that's our future.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of different types of projects that you've been working on. Are some of these projects ones, do you go out seeking different things to be able to do over time, or are these offshoots of some things maybe some other chapters are working on?
A lot of times it's offshoots of what other chapters are doing. We share a lot with what we do. The helmet program started, I saw an ad in a magazine. I'll just tell you, it was in an Elks magazine, and we adapted it for the Kiwanis Club. And it's been great for us for all this time. The school has been wonderful, and the police department and Dave and Barb Chase have been wonderful with that program.
Would be honest if we weren't telling you that there really are no new ideas, just old ideas that are freshened up a bit.
That's right. A lot of times the ideas come out from what the community needs. We watch the community needs, and if there's something that they're needing and we can provide it, we do what we can. Sometimes we can't, but there are other organizations here in town that we're tuned in on, and they're much better adapted to do those programs instead of us.
Well, and sometimes it's collaboration with other organizations, the police department perhaps, with like the bicycle helmet thing. You might collaborate with park and rec department, things like that.
Yes, and we have. One of the big collaborations that we had of all the community, and that was the playground up at the Washington School. Everybody gave to that. Everybody helped with that. We had Kiwanis and Lions and Rotary. They were standing side by side building that playground up there.
Why are those kind of projects important to the Kiwanis group?
It's important because the kids need things. That they just need things, and we try to find what the need is. We did not start the playground up at the school, but we sure helped with it.
Let's talk a little bit about membership. We talked earlier about roughly 50 members thereabouts. I'm sure everybody joined for a different reason. Why did you join?
I joined because I wanted to make a difference in the community. I looked at other clubs and what they were doing in the community and found the Kiwanis, they were open to new ideas, and they were really willing to allow us to do a lot of things. I came from the JCs where we ran an awful lot of projects that was needed, and so we have adopted a lot of that here in the Kiwanis.
A lot of opportunity out there if folks want to take advantage of that. Now, people who might be considering, well, I might want to join a club. Maybe Kiwanis is right for me. How do they decide? What's the first step for them if they think that that might be an opportunity for them?
We meet at Thursday at noon at the Pizza Ranch. You can come out there, and if you come out, I'll buy your lunch for you. And also, you can just give me a call at home. I'm in the phone book. So just give me a call, and we'll talk about Kiwanis and get you involved, and we do an awful lot for our community, and we love the Atlantic, and that's what we're here for.
What's required of a Kiwanis Club member?
They have to be breathing first, age 21 and over, and have a will to help kids and just to make our community better for everybody.
They can be as active as they want to be?
Yes, we have some people that just enjoy coming to eat at noon. And we have others that can't make it at noon, but they are very active. One of the projects that is huge for us is we have a concession stand at Walnut at their antique walk. And that takes a lot of people. So we have people that don't come at noon, but they sure help up there. And that's all that matters, help the kids.
I suppose you probably had some folks that came in thinking it was more of a social club membership for them initially, but they probably saw some of the things that were going on, felt like they wanted to be more a part of that, and probably got more involved than maybe they initially thought they would be.
That's happened more than what you would think. But people have came in thinking there'd be a nice social at noon, and pretty soon they're involved with us. And we have a lot of fun. We get to know each other. It is not a lot of work. We have just a lot of fellowship with each other.
Well, I want to talk fundraising a little bit, too, because you got to do that. You can't do all these things you're talking about without the funds. The concession trailer, of course, brings in some money for the club. What else do you do to raise funds through the year?
We do ask our community businesses to help us raise money to help us with this program. And every year, the businesses have been so very good at helping us with that. That frees us up to do more for the community, and without their help, there's a lot of things we could not do.
And if folks wanted to step up a little bit more and help in any way, perhaps maybe their employees would like to be involved in a club like that, and they wanted to help out that way, or maybe wanted to make donations, how would they go about doing that?
They could just give me a call. We do have corporate memberships where a business pays for it, and they choose someone to go, or a lot of businesses do pay for their memberships now, and it's really kind of nice that our businesses have been able to help us quite a bit.
What do you feel looking back? How long, by the way, have you been a member of Kiwanis?
25 years.
25 years, half the time it's been around here in the county, in the community.
Yes, half the time.
Yeah. So what do you think you've most gotten? What have you most benefited from being a part of Kiwanis?
The friendships. The people that I have met over the years and worked on a project, stood alongside them. A lot of times it was building a playground, sweating with them. We started the playground at the Wickman Center. We said we were going to go till, we started at 8 o'clock, and we're going to go till Dave Hancock's shirt was totally wet, and at 8:15 it was totally wet. So by working with each other, we have gotten some excellent friendships.
Those bonding opportunities are very, very available there through Kiwanis. Well, very good. So if folks would like to know more, they can get a hold of Steve or probably any other Kiwanis Club member as well. Been an exciting first 50 years. A lot has been done. You can see the results just by looking around for the Kiwanis logo in the community as well. Maybe you want to be a part of this next 50 years.
Yes, and we're going to be around for an awful long time, and Jim, we invite you to come. We're not afraid to ask somebody to come and visit and join us. We're always looking for new members, because the more members we have, the more we can do in the community.
Yep. There are more people involved, and more people have to do less. Few people have to do a lot. So if you're part of a big program like that, you can get a lot accomplished. And Steve, we wish you the very best. Thanks for the time today.
And thank you, Jim. And thank you so much for being a part of our organization and a part of our community.